Hello, I'm John Pello, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at ccc.org/blogs/John. Today's podcast is entitled, Who's Telling Your Story? How your ministry's story is told affects its reputation. If you don't tell your story, someone else will. Will it be Canada Revenue Agency, Imagine Canada, a reporter, a blogger, an urban legend email, someone with a grudge? Who should lead how your reputation is shaped? It must be you. Unfortunately, there are people who think charities are ripping off the public. Executive compensation, fundraising costs, overhead, lack of accountability and transparency. These are all issues that are alive and well online and in the press. Yes, there are some bad apples in the charity sector, just as there are in every sector and among every demographic. But the vast majority of charities have passionate people doing very effective good work quite efficiently, and the world is a better place because of them. The problem is that we don't do a good job telling the public what we do. I'm on an Imagine Canada committee that will be meeting soon to discuss how to develop a sector narrative that tells the public how charities contribute to the public good. This is PR for the entire sector that I fully support. Now, what about PR for your ministry? Anyone is free to comment or critique your ministry, but you should get your story out in the open so there is always something official from your ministry that people can check if they hear something negative about you. Equip people to speak up on your behalf by giving the public a realistic self-assessment of both your results and your anticipated future. There are numerous charity monitoring groups around the world, and although most are not active in Canada, they are harbingers of what we can expect over time. Right now, though, information about your charity is available through CRA and Imagine Canada on their website, Charity Focus. Both report only what you disclosed on your T3010 information return, so there are no editorial comments in their reports. However, when you prepare the T3010 each year, you are likely thinking only of regulatory compliance issues, not about donors or public relations. You may not realize how easily the factual information in the T3010 can be misinterpreted. I'll give some examples related to 4Cs. But first, I suggest that you go to CRA's website and to Imagine Canada and find out what they're showing about your own ministry. Now, here's how the T3010 can innocently mislead the public. By searching on the Canadian Council of Christian Charities at CRA's website, you will see that for fiscal 2011, we raised almost $1.3 million with a fundraising ratio of 0% and administration ratio of 6%. That looks awfully good, so that's in our favor. However, it also shows that we had a surplus of about $358,000, leaving the impression that we are raising more than we need and are hoarding cash rather than spending it on charitable programs. The amounts reported are accurate, but the interpretations are not. Here's the rest of the story that the T3010 doesn't tell. We had no fundraising costs because we did not solicit any donations. However, if members are not set up to receive gifts of securities, they send their donors to our community trust fund. We receive and receipt the gift, convert it to cash, and send the proceeds to the member. Although it looks like we did fundraising, we didn't, and neither do we give grants. Administration costs are relatively low, and they should be, because we are a centralized organization working only in Canada with no special complexities. But is 6% high enough? Maybe for a charity in maintenance mode, but maybe not for an organization that wants to grow, expand services, and be on the leading edge. Strategy creation, forging partnerships, and organizational development are all administration costs. So perhaps this ratio should be 8%. I wouldn't want 6% to become the norm for us if it means we are shortchanging our future for a low ratio. Our surplus of $358,000 is not what it seems. The operating surplus was only $107,000, and the remainder of the surplus came from the Community Trust Fund, which received more donations that we have not yet been told how to disperse. That's not our money. Furthermore, of the $107,000 surplus, $44,000 was unrealized gains on investments, so it's only a paper surplus until the investments are sold. And then, of course, the financial statements in the T-3010 make no mention of what the remaining $63,000 is intended for. Are we saving for a rainy day or a specific project? The answer is that we are using accumulated surpluses for major projects, such as the development of a completely new website that is now underway. Finally, the T-3010 makes it look like we had over $3.9 million in cash and investments. We look rich indeed, but that isn't true. Sigh. $2.4 million belongs to the Community Trust Fund, not us, and we can't use it. $745,000 is unearned revenue that we will live off of for the next 9 months. $234,000 belongs to the Legal Defense Fund, which we can't use for operations either. In the end, we have about $40,000 of the $3.9 million that is ours and not earmarked for anything. Our fiscal year end of March 31st always shows lots of cash because we've just received our membership dues. But if our year end were October 31, you'd see a vastly different financial position. While the particulars of our financial statements may be different from yours, can you see how people could get wrong ideas from the financial statements and T-3010? We need to make sure that doesn't happen. As part of your annual report, you should prepare a management discussion and analysis, known as an MD&A, of the past year's results. At the 4Cs conference coming up in a couple of weeks, I'll be delivering a double workshop on how to write an MD&A. I'll take participants through each of the following points with detailed suggestions, and they'll complete a workbook and walk out with a preliminary draft of their own MD&A. The Canadian Institute of Chartered Accountants says the principles behind the MD&A are that it should, and here's a list, it should enable readers to view the organization through management's eyes. It should supplement and complement the information in the financial statements. It should be complete, fair, and balanced, and provide information that is material to the decision-making needs of users. It should have a forward-looking orientation. It should focus on management strategy for generating value over time if you're a commercial business, or as a charity, our strategy for generating mission-related results over time. And it should be understandable, relevant, and comparable to previous years. The general framework for the management discussion and analysis has five parts. First, the core businesses and strategy. For charities, that means what you do and how you are structured, for example, major divisions and so forth. Assess significant factors and trends that shape your key strategies. Second, key performance drivers, the few external and internal performance drivers that are critical to successfully implementing your strategies and achieving your goals, along with the key performance indicators. Third, capability to deliver results. Address the resources needed to deliver the strategy and achieve results. This includes financial, human, tangible, and even intangible resources such as systems, leadership, and work processes. Fourth, results and outlook. This should be an insightful explanation of the last year's performance against your strategy and goals. Review trends in the key performance indicators and explain them. You should also talk about the likely future in this section. And finally, fifth, risk. What are the major risks for the organization as a whole, and what is your strategy to deal with them? Of course, not everything should be made public, so some wisdom is needed to determine what the public report should include. In general, you want to be as open as possible without disadvantaging yourself. Show how your strategy, results, and financial statements all fit together. World Vision International is a member of the INGO Accountability Charter, and like all charter members, produces a very full accountability report. You can read this report if you search on INGO Accountability Charter and follow through for World Vision, or there's a link to the report directly on my blog. It is far more comprehensive than what I'm describing here, but I think it's worth reviewing to see how well such a report can be done, and it will certainly give you some ideas for your own report. Once you've written the MD&A, you have information, an informative document, to post on your website, and I'm sure a lot of material will find its way into your fundraising literature. It will also help you set your plans for the next year. As I prepare for the workshop, I'm writing an MD&A for 4Cs, and will post it on our website and Charity Focus when it is ready. If you think that you have a report that would be helpful as an example, why not use the comment form on my blog to provide a link to it? That's it for today. God bless.